Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
And 3, 2, 1. Hey.
Hey. What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am Lucky.
I'm Michael.
I'm a Johnny.
And we make up Anime Casuals. Happy Labor Day to you all. And
happy Labor.
In celebration of Labor Day, we're laboring. So, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and send this out anyway. Technically, this is the day before. But, yeah, Michael luckily remembered that we had not recorded it. And luckily for me, I'd woken up from my nap after eating a whole thing of butter pecan ice cream. So I am back, and I am possibly going to die right after this. So, yeah, I know, what am I, an old man? but anyway.
Like a hard candy.
I'm just glad he said pecan, because if he said a whole tub of butter, I would have been like, you should still be asleep.
The tub of butter, butter-flavored ice cream, yeah.
Yeah, that's some.
It's ice cream flavored butter.
There we go, man. That's some Rip Van Winkle
action.
Praline
and creams is, or yeah,
I've heard of it. I have no idea what that is. That's like some super old people stuff, I think.
Okay, that's just what I want to know. That's
where there's originals.
That, so I was like, does anybody know what that is? Anyway.
No, but you know what we do know is anime, and that's what we're here to talk about. We're not here to just talk about ice cream. Luckily, don't give me any ideas. I'll create it. You just watch. But anyway, today we're talking about anime that represents us in some way, shape, or form. It could be a part of our personalities, could be a part of our experiences, all that good stuff. But Michael, you were the one that started this or came up with this. So why don't you go ahead and start us off?
I started this movement. The anime, how it relates to you. I'm the original, the creator. And let's start with the fact I have ADHD. So, I was looking around for like anime that represents ADHD in a nutshell. And maybe, you know, as a casual, I haven't been exposed to enough anime. But the anime that I have watched that's very like scatterbrain is Asobe Asobase. That show is super random. Like, the only other one that I kind of remember maybe is, like, the one where the teacher fights the deer. But I haven't watched all the way through that. It's, like, it's, like, something like that.
Nichijou.
Yeah, Nichijou. There we go. Nichijou is super random as well. But I haven't watched all the way through it. But I think both of those are, like, really good representations of what would happen if someone with ADHD wrote an anime. Because, like, 50% of Asobi Asobase is like, it's like, hey, we're just girls just playing games, sitting in a bathtub. And then it just goes off the walls. It just starts turning into sex jokes. Or, like, their teacher's trying to break in while they're, like sitting in the bathtub. And they're like, we shouldn't be here. This is really embarrassing, sitting in a classroom with a little kiddie pool. And Nichijou is, like, the same thing. It's, you know, I'm just walking along, we're going to school, and then my maid's a robot for some reason, and then literally explodes and like destroys like part of a city. Oh, it doesn't matter. We're on the next episode, and it's already been reset, and like, who cares? I think another one to add in that might be like Punchline, but Punchline's a little too much to follow through with that one. But yeah, I thought those two do a really good job of covering what ADHD is.
Nice. My first one, actually, I couldn't help but think of this, even though I've never seen this anime.
I was about to say, is that the name of the anime?
No. Lucky knows this one. It's My Love Story. I don't know, I haven't seen it, but it's about a really big guy who's trying to get with just a tiny cute chick. So I was like, I'm large. That makes sense. So I just kind of threw it out there. I was having trouble with this list, to be honest. So, I mean, I was like, that makes a lot of sense. I'll watch it just to make sure. Maybe I'm nothing like that guy.
It represents Johnny's want and needs, right? It's what he wants in his love life is to find a girl who's the size of his waist and then be like, I'm in love with you.
Just take my pocket, girl. Let's go. Yeah, I'll be happy.
Instead of pocket monster, it's pocket girl.
I can see that being a show.
Pocket wife.
My name is blah, 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 and my wife is this tall. And that's the anime. I can totally see that. Anyway.
Welcome back to My Wife is in My Pocket.
So, that's going to be my first one. Starting off soft, my love.
Pocket waifu. I like it. Pocket waifu. I could see that one a bit. That one's definitely got a lot of big jokes, especially with how everybody else perceives him, which is really funny as well. I like it. So I had to make sure to add some levity to this because I realized I was going super dark with like all of this. I was like, hey, why don't I do this and do this? And I was like,
monster.
Wow. By the way, I've been wanting to watch that. It's coming to Netflix. I'm going to watch it eventually. Because Amazon Prime sucks and won't show me the damn thing. Anyway, because I live in the wrong
Parasite.
Maybe at some point whenever I watch it. So I'm going to go ahead and start this with like a really haven't watched all this, but this represents my kind of humor, which is Cromartie High School. This is one of the most random things that I've ever seen in my whole life. Like, you know, literally, I mean, I've talked about it before, but basically just there's this like cram school or there's a school where all the delinquents go. But for some reason, there's a robot that walks around. There's a monk, just a gorilla there. There's a guy that named Freddy that looks like Freddie Mercury, but isn't. But, you know, there's all this weird stuff that happens in there. And it just reminds me of my random sense of humor. Like, I have like a men's prayer group that I'm in, and I always send them like weird memes out of nowhere because that's what I do. Okay. And that's just for some reason, whenever I walk around, I mean, these guys have played video games with me. Like, I'll always scream out a random like thing that I have in my head and just do random things where it's like, what in the world is Lucky talking about? Nobody knows, but you know, he thinks it's funny. So that's a good enough for us. So that's basically Cromartie High School. That's exactly like how they tend to work. But just the randomness of it all and how confident, I don't know what it is. It's just like how confident they look in everything that they do, despite how ridiculous it is. Kind of reminds me of just how ridiculous I am in a lot of the things that I do. So Cromartie High School is my first one.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm glad we're all targeting different aspects of our personality. It's more exciting that way. We're not going in the same order. So I wanted to target probably the second thing in my life that probably represents me most besides, you know, my mental facilities, is my love of gaming. And one, I'll just pitch forward. We'll say No Game, No Life, and we'll move past that. And then we'll say Yu-Gi-Oh! Both of them, I think, were like foundational for my love of anime and also my love of gaming, especially the Zero season of Yu-Gi-Oh, which is basically what happened before they decided let's make this a card game thing. And the entire Zero season of Yu-Gi-Oh was just different types of like penalty games that he would play with people to curse them to the Shadow Realm. When it was really dark, it was like a really dark part of the anime. And then it was like, card games. Oh, it's happy. It's children level now. Sort of. And that and No Game No Life like are literally just about the love of games themselves. And I really like that because getting people into games, board games, or now Magic, is a really huge passion of mine. And I think for a short amount of time, if we actually had enough mental capacity to run a gaming channel in addition to everything else we do, I think would be a really fun thing. And I would be really excited to do something like that.
Nice. So this, my next pick is going to actually represent the other half of my, my dream. My impossible dream is going to be, admittedly, I haven't watched all of it, but I've seen a couple episodes. It's just random and funny. It's this anime called, Gallan Dino. And it's just, it's so weird. It's just about this girl who, for some reason, has a dinosaur. and they live together in an apartment. And I don't know. He's just so weird. He's just a weird dinosaur. He doesn't do anything dinosaur-like. He's just a dinosaur who just wants to eat ramen, I guess. And that's fine. And, you know, that'd be cool. I'd be totally fine with that. I think I'd have a lot of, you know, questions to explain, you know, in life, walking around with a dinosaur. But, hey, that's fine. I'll just wear this shirt. And they'll know. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I could have a guy in dino, I don't know, dude in dino, I like that better, actually. Yeah. That's,
Dino Thunder,
I need to be
like
isekai'd into that.
It'd be Johnny, his short wife, his short queen, and a dino.
Wow. I feel like we have the foundations for something here. I don't know what it is, but it's something for sure.
Netflix.
Yeah, seriously. Netflix, you came out with Kakegurui Twin. Why not?
We
just
gonna,
let's just go.
Work.
Yeah. Oh, dude, and then you can have like Vin Diesel play your dinosaur.
I am Rex.
You pay so much money for saying so little. You ever think about that?
It's the most amount of money anybody's been given for three words.
Like, I mean, Iron Giant. He just Superman money.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Oh, that's one word. Never mind. Dang.
Rude. He says three, and then he says it a couple different times. Anyway, I'm off track. It's about family.
And,
moving on.
Yeah, and then he'll say less when he plays your dinosaur, where he goes rawr.
It'll just growl. That'll be great. Doesn't even open his mouth.
All the little captions will say Vin Diesel growl.
We might as well do this live action at this point.
Even deaf people will know what it sounds like.
Family.
Oh my goodness. I don't know where to go after that. So I'm just gonna go. Let's go to one of the darker ones on my list. I'm gonna go with orange. This is like a kind of a literal translation to what I dealt with in my life. So just with mental health issues and all that other stuff, I kind of put them over to like the wayside a little bit, and I was like, hey, I'm doing pretty good here. I always like try to hide behind the smile, and it was so weird how they animated this particular depressed character in there, because the minute I saw him smile, I was like, oh dude, this is a depressed guy for sure. Like, you could, they animated so much so that you could like tell this dude had something going on with him. But yeah, I think Orange is just one of those series that really showcases like what happens if you throw your mental health to the wayside, and that's exactly what I did, especially in high school. Man, that was pretty crazy. So when I watched this anime, I just remember being like, "Yo, this, like, somebody make an anime about me? What the hell is going on here?" I mean, except for like the last parts of it, I'm not gonna get into it, but I didn't go that far. But just with besides the time travel stuff, there's some weird time traveling stuff that happens in there. There's a turtle involved. No, I'm just kidding. There's no time traveling turtle. But no more time traveling turtles. It's not going to happen. Yeah, Orange is definitely one of the more, I guess, darker ones that represent me to a certain degree. So yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna target my future now. There's two anime that I'm just gonna touch on that cover like two different parts of my future. One is the maybe not the perfect uncle I want to be, but like the style of uncle that I think would be really funny to be if I could have my dream uncle. And then the next would be like the future type of teacher I would want to be. That might be an easier call out because there's not too many anime about teaching. But the first one would be Isekai Uncle. That would be the best form of uncle ever to be. One, a magic uncle. One, a dude who only cares about gaming and is getting reintroduced into like the, you know, the social world, and also be like, he's like a champion of his nephew, and I really like that because he's always like, hey, what's good for you? And it kind of shows off that he's actually like really emotionally attached to the people around him, but due to his own like mental things, he is overly suspicious of literally everyone. And so I really appreciate about watching it. And it's a pretty funny thing where he kind of just downplays all these really strange moments in his life where like he like is so close to finding like somebody to like fall in love with. But then he's like, nah, you can't trust them. Like, I'm not going to do that. And then the second one is for teaching out Assassination Classroom is like the quintessential like teaching anime for me. There's other anime about teaching itself. I mean, like you could say quintessential quintuplets. The one about the tutor. I don't remember what that anime is called. We used to watch it.
The guy who tutors, like,
learn.
Yeah, you never, ne- yeah,
oh,
never learn.
Oh, Bokuben, yeah.
Yeah, Bokuben. Both of those are really good, and but it's more about, a little bit more about the romance than the teaching, and Assassination Classroom has little romance and all teaching, and then some awesome action moments. But I love how Koro-sensei really, like, focuses so hard on making sure that these students are educated wholly as children, and aren't, it's not just all about academics, it's not all about, like, their fighting style. He's educating them about how to be people, and I, like, that's one of my core, like, values as a teacher. It's not, like, I'm a music teacher, but it's not just about music, it's about educating the kids to be humans, to be adults, eventually, and honestly, that's what's more important, is that these kids can foundationally find themselves and find things they like to do in life, so that way when they get older, they can focus on their hobbies as passions, and then, you know, be real humans instead of still being stuck as kids.
Mm, spoken like a true teacher.
Mm. Teacher, teacher.
What do you need?
I'm sorry. I'll put my hand down. My next one is... I think one that a lot of people can actually relate to and see themselves in this anime. And
Monster Musume.
Come on. Give me a chance. And it's, you know, we're all striving for that same thing, which is, you know, to, you know, make money so we can, you know, provide for ourselves and the people we're with, you know, and pursue the wonderful embrace of, you know, someone we love, you know. And so Space Dandy is someone... It's an anime that I think anybody can identify, because we're all just searching for that, you know? Those little pieces of happiness that we need to hold on to out there in space, just floating. And we just need to keep striving for it. We'll get there. You know, we just gotta hold on. Space Dandy.
Is there a bar you want to go through?
you mean boobies? Yes. I thought it was too easy, but since you asked, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a great
man.
Place, and I'd love it to be real.
Okay, so now we got Johnny, his short wife, the dinosaur, and it's all right next to boobies.
Oh, man. That I was wondering why, like, when you sent that, I was like, did he really, was that a joke? I was like, how's he going to lead into this one? It all makes sense now. Space Dandy, it all makes sense. And speaking of making sense, I'm just going to go into my next one here. This one I actually just covered on the weekly review. So if you guys want to check that out, it was from technically Sunday because I was late. But yeah, Sunny Boy. I was actually really surprised at this, the story behind this one. it seems very abstract, right? People go into different parallel universes, all this stuff. But at the end of the day, it really boils down to a kid who is running away from a lot of the things in his world that eventually starts to get the courage to face those things through loss, through experiencing directionlessness and all that stuff. And I thought it was just a really good example of, like, some of the things that I went through. Like, there was this period where even, like, when we first started creating this channel, I had no idea what the heck we were supposed to be doing with it. If you watch our first videos, don't watch our first videos, but if you do watch our first videos, they're kind of rough, man. And so, you know, we eventually kind of got into more, I mean, we're always changing everything, but it eventually got to the point where I was like, oh, now I can see this clearer. We're in it for the long game. We're doing this, we're doing that. But, you know, that's after, like, a couple years of doing that. So, just in any endeavor, you got to go through those times of running away from the reality of how hard things are, but then wanting to face them, despite how horrible they may be. And then there's a couple other things in there that I don't really want to spoil. But yeah, Sunny Boy is a very interesting anime. If you guys ever get a chance to watch it, it is very really good. But like I said, very, very story driven. So yeah, Sunny Boy.
Sunny Boy. What's up, my boy? I was trying to find an anime that I think covered my view on friendship. Mm. And you would be like, well, he says it 1,000 times. What about Naruto? And, you know, weirdly, I don't think Naruto is a good representation of what friendship is. Like, he talks about, like, I grow powerful because of my friends. But in the end, he has, like, none of his friends that are battling with him. Like, none of that mattered. It was just Naruto versus the world.
He left them all behind.
He literally left them all behind. And, like, to a point, like, eventually he's like, well, I care about the whole village. The village is my family.
It's like, well, like, you barely know any of those people. Like, I bet you. Like you know, like, two handfuls worth of people really well. And then, like, the only friend you actually care about is Sasuke. Like, one friend. And you literally grew up, an entire class of people that you don't put yourself out for as much as Sasuke. Even Sakura, you should be doing more for. And... Yes. Yeah, so hard thoughts on Naruto already. You could be like, Bleach, that's another one. No, Ichigo don't care. Like, he cares about one of them. And even Orihime, you should probably care more about. But I think out of those is a nice lead into One Piece, which I think is actually a great representation of friendship. Because Luffy, while he might not actually learn about the people around him, because he's dumb, but I think what matters is that he actually cares about his whole crew. And he has a big crew. And even when he, like, gets a new person into it, he cares about them just as much as he cares about everybody else who's been part of his crew. Like, when Robin isn't even officially joined yet, he's like, hey, y'all, we're gonna go, like, go fight the world government for our friend. Nakama, like, is way more for him than it is for Naruto ever was. And he cares about each and every part of his group. Like, when he meets Chopper for the first time, he's like, hey, you and I are bros now. And Chopper's like, I've known you for, like, 10 minutes. And he's like, yeah, but we had a bond. And that's every interaction. He meets Zoro, and then he just goes out of his way to, like, help Zoro when he has no reason to. And so I like Luffy's, even though he's dumb sometimes, but not as dumb as Goku, he really takes friendship seriously, and that he'll go above and beyond to hell and back for any of his friends. And while I'd like to think that's like what my goals of friendship would be.
Nice. Nice, man. Dude, can I borrow $500 or what?
Are you $500, like?
500 berries, maybe?
500, I'll give you 500 berries. I got a whole bag of blueberries in my fridge, so, you know, we'll work on it.
Oh, nice.
I actually don't have any more, so.
No worries, man.
Oh,
no
dang. Johnny's got short wife, he's got a dino, he's got boobies. That's all he needs.
Very simple.
That's all you need to know about me.
I mean, that's almost.
It's one page front and back, but it's an open book.
Yeah. I was about to say, I think that defines you a little bit more than you picking more.
Oh, then I choose the anime about the girl who makes books? No, I'm kidding. That'd be awful.
We just need to be silent.
That's what it was. Could remember it.
Lightning round, Lucky?
I'm trying to think of... Yeah, I guess lightning round. Let me just see, because I ended up putting these in the wrong order, so let me just see which ones I did or didn't do. Berserk, just not because of all the crazy shit that happens to Gus, just because it's more like after what happens to him, he decides to continue to go forward despite the darkness that surrounds him. So I've always liked that part of him. Okay. And I like to think,
like, we need to talk
usually,
for a second.
Yeah, I think it kind of relates a little bit more to the orange thing, but with him, he's like, he always continues to go forward despite the fact that, like, it's like, hey, I gotta go to sleep, and then, oh, there's demons. Yeah, that's a story for a different day. Next up is, I think it's only two more, Rurouni Kenshin, just because I've always thought of it like I lived a certain life at one point, and I just remember being super embarrassed by it, and so in the same way that Kenshin's always trying to escape the Batosai, I'm trying to escape some of the things that I did in my past and trying to redeem myself, which is just, I mean, even though I'm pretty, you know, we're all pretty young for the most part, like, you know, you do a lot of stupid shit, you know, when you're 20, 21, all that other stuff. So that kind of reminds me. And then any shonen anime with the rage inside, like there's, you know, we have Naruto with the Nine Tails, you have like Ichigo with the Hollow Form. Any of those anime where there's like a rage inside, there's usually some arc in there that is them trying to come to terms with it so they can become more powerful. And I think that's kind of something that I've learned over the years, because, you know, I've always had like a certain rage about me. Now it's a lot more subdued, and you know, you can kind of use it in your workouts, or you can use it during certain, you know, things that you need to use it for instead of just, you know, lashing out at like some person at McDonald's or something like that because they got your this is unsweet tea. I ordered sweet tea, you know, and it's like, what good is that, you know? So those are my picks. What about you, Michael?
One of them, just like you just sparked my thought about it. And it probably had to do with more like a few years ago, but the dumbbells anime, How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift, I think kind of describes like all of us getting into working out, where we're curious about it, like learning proper techniques. And then like all of us have fluctuated through doing it like extreme amounts, doing it light amounts, and kind of finding what works for us. What I like about it is that it kind of targets different people and how enthusiastic they are about working out. Like you have one girl who's like, I just want to get fit by summer. Like, and then you have one girl who's like, I do it all the time, every second of every day. And then you've got the teacher who's kind of in between, right? She's just trying to lose a little bit of weight so she can go back to cosplaying. So I like that it's, was his name Machio?
Yeah.
Is that Machio? He's like the perfect trainer because he's like, oh, let's find out what works for you. Like, not, hey, these are really good workouts, you should be doing them. Is going, oh, well, you're looking for a little bit more casual workout, so let's find the weight. Let's find out like how hard you want to work. And then he still pushes them exactly the same. Like, everybody work hard, work till you get a little exhausted, and then take your water break, you know, breathe. And that's also like how I kind of view learning is like, I'm, you know, me personally, I'm passionate about something for a limited amount of time. I like to learn a lot about it, and then I move on to the next thing. So that being said, like, I also picked an anime that's a little bit representative of my childhood, where you've got huge dreams, and maybe they don't quite pan out exactly how you want. And I think My Hero is like a really good representation of that. Deku had these dreams of being like the next All Might, and every season he steps closer, but he has like 100 drawbacks every single time, where, you know, you actually see the physical manifestations of the huge damage he's doing on his body. And I think everybody goes through that when they're trying to work towards their dreams, is like, it gets harder and harder the closer you get to it, because, you know, the obstacles you're trying to meet, you see all the little ones first, and then they start building up and building up. And the point is to keep getting over each one, no matter how hard it is or how much, you know, how much pain you get inflicted upon. My last couple are just very base ones. And so my love of science is kind of like Dr. Stone. I wish I loved science as much as that guy. But, you know, that's not me. I love learning and reading articles about it, but not to the point of where I'm memorizing literally down things down to a molecular level.
You don't science.
I don't.
Nobody's science isn't compared to that guy.
You just wait, Johnny. Somebody will science up to him.
I'd love to see that. Some anime or like channels like, I make anime real. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I had like a bunch of music anime, like Your Lie in April, Carol and Tuesday, kind of represent my journey through music. But I don't know if they're like, maybe like Given is a little closer, maybe like the one where they, I haven't watched it, but the one where they practice in high school, like the several sound like a euphonium or march something lion. Like there's a bunch of them where it's more about enjoying music for what it is than it's really about practicing hard. Because I think, Carol and Tuesday a little bit closer to that, but Your Lie in April is like, work yourself to death to make sure the music sounds beautiful. Cause that's basically learning piano and violin. But I love music and I love playing it, but I don't like doing it to the extreme amounts. And then the last one I had was funny because I wish golf was like Birdie Wing.
You're the one that's watching it.
Because honestly, like, watching golf is a little boring for me, but I like playing golf because it's a very like, take a step forward, not a step back. You're always progressing through something, which I really enjoy. But honestly, I think we could start hyping it up. I think we could start throwing some anime moves in there. I think we could start making it a VR experience that's actually good. You know, there's all these things that they could be doing to golf and Birdie Wing that they aren't yet. So the future of golf is wide and never ending. Ooh. It's the world's best game, apparently. Apparently, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh man. I just wanted to actually give like a honorable mention to Made in Abyss. No, I'm just kidding. that is no way representative of my life, except for when I go downstairs too fast, sometimes I do throw up. So anyway, guys, hopefully you guys are having a great Labor Day so far. Luckily, I do have the anime that we're going to be talking about on the weekly review this Saturday, so you guys have plenty of time to check it out. It is School Days. I've heard it's very depressing, so get ready for that and get ready to go through an orange depression phase. Remember, you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box or the description box if you guys are checking this out on YouTube. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real, R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep
it casual.